Tonight's lesson from the Gospel comes from John chapter 19, verses 13 through 16. When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench at a place called the Stone Pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon. He said to the Jews who were present, "Here is your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but the emperor." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On Maundy Thursday, preachers often like to talk about the Last Supper. They might focus on the institution of the Eucharist, the communion that we will celebrate later on. Or they'll talk about foot washing, a ritual that takes place in John's Gospel. These are cherished ancient rites of the church, gifts from Jesus to us, gifts that speak to love and community and service. Such sermons can help us grow deeper in faith. Such sermons can help us approach the cross with humility. But there's a downside to such reflections, and that is they can become a bit self-congratulatory. We can take pride in how we are still doing 2,000 years later the things that Jesus taught us. 2 millennia, 20 centuries, we're still doing it. We're doing it faithfully. We're doing it lovingly. Aren't we good? Aren't we holy? Aren't we righteous? Well, there is a place to reflect on these gifts, and there is a time for us to celebrate our continuation of the traditions. But if we are going to embrace the ancient legacy of the church, then we must also be willing to confess the church's original sin. That sin is contained right here for all to read in John's Gospel. Who crucifies Jesus? Oh, yes, Pilate signs the order. Yes, the Pope has clarified that it was the Romans who crucified Jesus. Historians have told us about the limitations of power and who could actually implement capital punishment in the Roman Empire. But read the text. And not as I amended it tonight. Open your Bibles and you will see it says he said to the Jews, "Here is your king." Not just to the ones who were present, but to all of them. And they all say, "Crucify him." No nuance. All of them. The Jews in Rome and Alexandria and Caesarea and Bethpage and Bethany. All of them. Somehow they all said, crucify him. That's what John included in his gospel. It doesn't matter that historians have explained that this was part of an intercommunal dispute. The legacy of this has been persecution and discrimination, pogroms, the Holocaust. The church has been responsible or implicit in these things for 2,000 years. The church must confess this. Antisemitism has not gone away. We were reminded of it in a most horrible fashion this past week. And whether it manifests itself in the virulently hateful actions of a white supremacist or in politicized actions that claim to support the rights of one group of people in the Middle East, but in doing so, seek to delegitimize those of another, antisemitism is still with us, and the church needs to own that. The church has committed many sins over the years, some long ago, some more recently. And when the church does that, it betrays its trust. It betrays its mission to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. People worry about sexual mores in our society today. Is the church in any position to speak about this now? It may only have been a small segment of people who were responsible for misdeeds, but now the entire church needs to own that, as it should, and it needs to repent, and it will take a long time. But lest we lose heart, the church had also been complicit in slavery. Preachers and theologians had argued from Scripture that God approved of slavery. And yet Christians took a lead in the abolition movement and in the civil rights movement. Redemption is possible. But it's hard work. When we read a text like the one we encounter tonight, we need to read it slowly and carefully. We need to know what's going on. We need to remember that these words were not dictated by God from on high, but were the witness of individuals, a witness that was then accepted by the church. Only we could have an editor who could put the nuance in where it is needed. Who was present there that day, baying for Jesus' blood? It would have been the chief priests, stooges, cronies, the court party. Not all of the Jews, but the people who supported a corrupt, politicized religious establishment. I take this seriously, not only because of my own background, but because of my responsibility as a preacher. 2 years ago, this church, following its bylaws, conducted a survey of the congregation at the 2-year mark of the pastor's service here. One member of our congregation who had attended the Maundy Thursday service, in which we read the prescribed lessons from Scripture for tonight, not readings that I chose, but readings that have been selected by the wider church, said the service is anti-Semitic. I will not come again. Even when we don't intend it, the church can still hurt. We need to own it. We need to learn about issues involving anti-Semitism. We need to build connections to our friends in the Jewish community. In doing that, we can be better Christians. In doing that, we can better honor the gifts that Jesus has given us. I do not believe that in establishing the church, in opening a new covenant, God ended the one he had with the Jewish people. Politicians might break promises. Chief executive officers might break promises. Ministers might break promises. God does not break promises. God is capable of establishing more than one covenant. God is capable of sharing all of his love with all of his people. That is God's gift. The gift that we will share in a short while when we come to the communion table was not given by the church to the people. It was given by Jesus to the people. And at this table, we will find love, and thank God, we will find forgiveness.